National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business, a fine how do you do to you, and it is a beautiful Thursday afternoon here in the Denver metro area.
It is. It is gorgeous here in Denver today. Mm-hmm. It's going to be gorgeous everywhere you are listening, hopefully, to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Of course, on the East Coast, I hear we're having a little bit of weather.
There is a little bit of weather, and of course, they're going to hear this broadcast tomorrow, and it was funny because somebody reached out to us today and reminded us that, it's not the day that we say that it is. We understand. That's kind of the way that it works. It's in a delay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
So don't say it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's not confuse the people.
No.
Let's not confuse the people. Good afternoon. Good morning. Hello to you all. Thanks so much for tuning in to Positive Business Talk.
It is very nice to have you along with us. And here a couple things in the news. The stock market ended on an interesting note. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 landed within 0.01% within, right next to each other. So the Dow is up 0.59%. The NASDAQ up 0.58%. The S&P 500 up 0.58%. That's pretty remarkable for all across the boards, that kind of a connection. Under Armour up 5.3%, the big winner of the day. They're trading at 19.27. American Airlines up 3%, trading at 46.31. And Chipotle and Southwest Airlines both up 2.99% currently.
All right. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm,
absolutely. Did you hear that Paris has decided to build an 8-foot-high bulletproof glass wall around the Eiffel Tower? Tourists in Paris could soon notice a new sight at the world-famous Eiffel Tower, a bulletproof 8-foot glass wall around the landmark. Purpose of the wall is to deter attacks, city officials said on Thursday. The statement from Paris City Hall claimed the wall would replace metal fences that have been set up around the tower for the European football tournament in 2016. It is expected to cost about $21 million for this bulletproof 8-foot wall around the base of the tower.
I wonder why that's so important.
Well, the terror threat remains high in Paris, and the most vulnerable sites led by the Eiffel Tower must be the object of special security measures, says Jean-Francois Martin.
Right, of course, then wanting to take down these iconic, iconic monuments, right? And
So
there are lots of people tend to congregate. I'll tell you that Eiffel Tower is, and I know for the longest time, for the French, it's an eyesore. Sticks out, kind of above and beyond every single thing else.
The Eiffel Tower is an eyesore for the French?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize
that.
Eiffel
when it was first built and for lots of history. But it is, as a visitor to Paris, it is the most amazing sight, to see. And I remember being there at night. And all of a sudden at night, the lights start twinkling on the Eiffel Tower. It's beautiful. It is one of the most exciting. It was so exciting for me. My kids, I turned around because it was behind me, and I turned around, and all of a sudden I saw it, and it was all lit up and all twinkly lights all over the Eiffel Tower, and I was giddy. I was just like, oh, my gosh, looky. And I was so excited. And my kids still tease me to this day.
Because you were so excited about that. Mm-hmm. That's all right. That's okay. This also coming across the wire, which is very interesting. I didn't know that there was laws for these things. But New Jersey could be the very first state with a ban against declawing your cat.
A ban?
Yeah.
Against declawing your cat.
Yeah, cats would be able to keep their claws under a bill that would make New Jersey the first state to prohibit declawing. The measure, which cleared the lower chamber of the legislature last month, bans, let's see if I can pronounce these words, onychectomies and flexor tendinectomies.
Okay, if you say so.
An onychectomy is where they take the last joint of the toe away. A flexor tendinectomy is where they simply sever the little tendon that makes the claws come
in. Both just sound wicked, don't they?
Yeah.
But of course, if you've got an indoor cat and they're shredding up your favorite everything.
Yeah. Yeah, people are, that's just it. It was originally designed to prevent animals from shredding, hurting you, the person, or your furniture or whatever. But the Troy Singleton is a Democratic assemblyman, and he's the sponsor of the bill. He says, declawing is a barbaric practice that more often than not is done for the sake of convenience rather than necessity. And so,
there's probably a lot of things we do that are probably considered fairly barbaric.
I think that's probably true.
I think this is why people are still afraid to go to the dentist.
And it could be. You could be.
There's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better way for so many things. But a lot of times, and don't we just get into, this is the way we've always done it, and we just continue until something comes up to really disrupt complacency and disrupt the industry.
Right.
And, I mean, that's how Uber got, they disrupted an industry. And somebody will come along, and once you kind of get this under your claw, so to speak, no pun intended.
Right? Look what you did.
Right? All of a sudden, it's like, okay, there's got to be a better way, and maybe there is. But we've, until something comes along as a major disruptor, we just go down the path of this is what we've always done.
It is very, very true. And now Twitter is in the news. They continue to struggle to turn headlines into cash. You know, Trump is, President Trump, I should give him.
I thought Twitter's up, like in.
Twitter stock is up.
Yes.
They're struggling to monetize their system. Always have,
right? They're 12 years old and have never really been a profitable company.
I think they're just 10.
Are they only 10?
But that's okay. Twitter may be the megaphone for the leader of the free world, but the company's headline omnipresence has yet to turn into long sought after pot of gold for the co-founder Jack Dorsey. In the near term, at least, it appears that that's the way it's going to remain. A lean profit outlook sent shares of Twitter plunging 9% at the opening bell on Thursday. They're back. Let me see if I can pull up the information for Twitter at the end. Oh, nope, they're down 12.8%. Wow.
But they had been up all week. All week they've been up, like 2%, 3% all week long.
That's the nature of the market. In any case, Donald Trump uses Twitter like no other world leader in the world. And he's he gets into Nordstrom stock goes crazy, right? Gets into it with anybody, and there's all kinds of effect. It's a grand vehicle, just doesn't make any money.
Yeah, and that's just been the case, right? And I don't know if they're going to change that, if there's some brand new. I mean, why are we talking about it today? Did they make a...
They dropped 12%. Oh. That's a bunch of money they lost in the market today. So that's what's going on. And this... And I don't know if this is really business news, but you just can't help but at least take a look at it and say, wow.
It's not another cockroach story,
is
it?
It is not. No.
Thank you for that. Because, he's had two this week.
It is about the world's largest horn spread. An Austrian goat. His name is Rasputin. is a Walliser black-necked goat in Austria, and he has the world's largest horn spread. His horns from tip to tip are measured nearly 4 feet wide. It's hard to get through a door if your horns are 4 feet wide.
Is he trying to get through any door?
Not today. Mm-hmm. He is an 8-year-old goat named Rasputin. He holds the Guinness World Record for largest horn spread for a goat that is living, with a span of 53.23 inches.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you know, he's got the largest, you know, it's kind of world record kind of thing. You know, I was actually, something about Beyonce's pregnancy announcement.
What?
Actually shattered the world record for the most liked image on Instagram. So when she announced that she was, she's pregnant with twins. Yeah. Confirmed that it shattered the Guinness World Record title for the most liked image on Instagram. Now, Instagram isn't super old, so it's not like it's a long-standing record or anything. But
who has the time to record this stuff and go, gosh, that's a world record?
Oh, the previous record was Selena Gomez's record. So
did you hear that the Flying Willendas fell last week? Last night? Yesterday?
5 million likes in 3 hours is what she got.
So the answer is no, you didn't hear that.
I didn't hear that because I was still reading this. Yeah.
All right.
Right? 5 million likes in 3 hours.
Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk just ahead. You are listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
4607.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Grammer joining you today. We are so glad that you are hanging out with us. This is the home of positive business talk. And if you'd like to participate in the show in any way, shape, or form, we encourage you to pick up the phone and call 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724.
All right. Do you tend to overthink your next moves? You know, really be super cautious, thinking that it's safer. Well, getting ahead today, according to our guest, she says, requires the action first, fake it till you make it. Maybe good plan today, better than the perfect plan tomorrow. She says that in all stages of a career that often we overthink our next move. Our guest is Wendy Sachs, the author of the book Fearless and Free. She's also the master of what she calls the pivot. Right after college, she started on Capitol Hill as a press secretary. She moved into the TV news, working at Dateline, CNN, and Fox, and switched gears into PR. And I'm so sorry, Eric. Every time I hear the word pivot, I just go right back to a Friends episode.
Sure. They're carrying a big couch up the stairs, right?
They are, yeah. Way big couch up a New York staircase. and somehow Ross gets it in his head that they are going to pivot.
Pivot,
and if you haven't checked it out, go ahead and Google that.
So interestingly enough, Angel, when you know, preparing for this this interview, I started thinking about, you know, fearless. Okay, it's nice to be fearless, but how do you get fearless? And facing your fears, I think, is what most psychologists would say. Is that you got to do? Right?
Yeah, there was a friend
of. What are you afraid of?
I'm not telling you. So a friend of ours that we know in other circles, actually was putting on a workshop on how you could overcome your fears in 2 hours, and he wanted to know what your fears were, and I thought, I'm not telling you
because that's what he's going to expose you to.
Yeah. So it turns out there was somebody else who had that same fear.
Oh.
And sure enough, I saw the pictures. Guess what they had her holding?
Yeah.
Guess what they had her touching?
The spider, was it?
I'm not telling.
No, it was. Oh,
I'm not
I
telling.
Know what it was.
Yeah. But yeah, but we all know.
Yeah.
Experience. You've got to experience, because the worst thing about our fears is that most of the time we worry about it and it's in our heads.
On Netflix, there's a movie, a show. It's multiple
episodes
of the. It's about your fears, about freaking, I mean, like freaking out over your fears. And I watched part of one episode. I only got through part of one, probably because they were going to handle spiders, and spiders is my big deal, right? And,
All right, well, it looks like we actually don't have Wendy today, so we'll go ahead and reschedule her. But it is interesting when we talk about, you know, our fears and all that. There's a My kids were watching a series a program that, of course, you can get on Netflix. So, you know, you can binge watch on online or on TV. And so there were six of these or eight of these in the season. But apparently two of them have thing that I'm afraid of in them.
See?
So my sweet little kids, we just skipped right over it. They're like, Mom, you don't even want to watch these two episodes. And so we just moved right along.
This thing was about knees, though. I mean, did you ever know anybody freaked out over knees? Knees, like the joints in the middle of your legs.
But how can you be freaked out over knees?
This lady had a mess. I mean, it drove her into the fetal position. She wanted to cry.
Like if she saw knees, she has knees.
Looking at knees. Touching knees.
Now,
she said by her own admission that she has not shaved her knees.
She won't touch her knees.
Decades.
Her knees won't wear shorts.
Her husband is not allowed to touch her knees, or he.
I have a relative who has this issue over feet. Right? He doesn't like feet. Doesn't want to see feet. Doesn't want to touch feet. Doesn't want to
understand. But knees.
But knees. What is it about?
What does the psychologist do? The psychologist isn't right. He comes in wearing shorts.
Of course, he does.
It freaks her
out. But honestly, have you ever looked at a knee? Have you really paid attention? Knees look like.
Yes.
They're kind of odd.
They're functional.
Well, they are functional. I don't know. I would be afraid of them. But she might be onto something here.
You know what? We're going to freak everybody out. If you want to join the conversation, tell us what your phobia is. That's all right. And we're not going to put it in front of you either.
No, because we're not that. No, I'm not going to freak you out.
You know, we had somebody working for us a while back, and he found out that I didn't like spiders at all. And he thought it was the funniest thing to put plastic spiders everywhere in my office.
That's the thing.
That's
what
not
is it
funny.
With people? When they find out what you're afraid of, that becomes the butt of the joke.
Yeah,
and it
shouldn't be.
So hysterical to them. I'm really afraid. And, you know, why would you want to freak out? Like, why is that funny to take joy in somebody else's fear? But we are. It is like this wicked thing in our sense of humor that we find joy in somebody else's fear. Like they're afraid of roller coasters. What do we want to do?
Right.
Put them on the highest or most flipping over roller coaster ever. They're afraid of heights. We want to take them up, you know, to high spaces. They're afraid of spiders. We want to put plastic spiders in their workspace. What is the, there's,
it's
there's,
just not nice.
It isn't,
is
but,
it is.
But we all, don't we all have that where we take just this slight joy, and we find incredible humor. Well,
apparently, it's good enough for a television show.
And somebody else's.
How about this? You know, there's some odd ones. There's some regular thing. I was just called a snowflake.
What's a snowflake? What does that mean?
It's a political term for somebody who's being a wuss. I was just called a snowflake.
What were you wimping out on?
Well, I confessed that I don't like spiders.
Oh, so that makes you a snowflake?
It makes me a snowflake, apparently. So, you know, you hear the regular ones, you know, the fear of germs, fear of small spaces.
Oh, my friends who are germaphobes, we find it funny to, like, you know, Eric has a friend who has a germaphobe. And so when they're at the airport together, right, and, you know, you got to touch the handle on the subway or on the train going or the escalator, he doesn't. Eric pretends to lick it.
I guess I am guilty of that.
Right?
I don't really lick it because that would
be gross. But you do wanna make like we find joy.
But how about this? And by the way, I was just corrected that what was sent to me was not a snowflake; it was a spider web. So, thanks a lot.
That's even better.
All right. So how about this? So there's some weird ones or less knowledgeable. Or I didn't know about this. Did you know that there's a fear of holes? Like
in my clothes or holes in the ground?
Holes.
Donut holes?
Any holes.
Holes.
No, that would make life tough. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know what? When your fear stops you from living a productive life, it's probably where it gets overboard.
There's a fear of chickens. I understand that. how about this? The fear of intimacy. Did you know that there is an honest to goodness, there's a word for it. I can't pronounce it. The fear of being touched and being loved. It's called.
That's why. Isn't that why? And I don't know if this is the same connection. That's why they have those sweet little volunteers who go in and hug and love on drug babies that they don't grow up.
Yeah.
If you weren't loved and hugged as a child.
And here's the final one. The longest word I have ever laid eyes on. I'm not even going to try. It's hippopotamoptic, whatever. It's called the fear of long words.
It's a long word.
It's the longest word.
And it's fear of long death.
All right, gang, we got to take a quick break.
See, that psychologist making fun of you.
We'll be back with more positive business talk right after this.
The Experience Pros. Revolutionary.
Dad, Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We are grateful that you have tuned in. Thanks to everybody who's watching by way of our Facebook Live feed with our BeLife.tv feed on Experience Pros on Facebook. We encourage you, please, share this to your feed so that everybody knows that there is something positive in the business community going on right here.
It's been super fun to have this additional piece added to the show. Love the interaction.
Most of the interaction.
On-air comments. Of course, we talked about that we all have this very odd sense of humor that we find joy and incredible humor in making fun of somebody else's fear.
It's basically sick and twisted.
Right? Tom, thanks so much for the pictures of the spiders.
Shout out, Tom.
Right? So we're going to find out what you're afraid of, and somebody's going to post a picture of that. All right, so let's talk about what to do and what not to do when interacting and working with people from other cultures.
All right.
Right? Often, I mean, there's been a lot written about it. And according to our guest, he says the advice is often too specific to certain countries or industries to be of real benefit in an era in which multiculturalism is fast becoming the new norm. In his new book, Culture Crossing, Discovering the Key to Making Successful Connections in the New Global Era, strategic management consultant Michael Landers, he actually wants to trigger miscommunications. It wants to deal with all of that. That offers techniques for getting better control of knee-jerk reactions, assumptions, and expectations as a means of optimizing cross-cultural agility in any circumstance. It kind of is. Mike Landers, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. How's everybody doing today?
You know, Michael, we're doing fantastic, and I'm grateful that you are here because I think we tend to see a lot of cross-cultural communication going on either here in the studio or by way of some of our listeners. Case in point, this guy named Tom. But let's talk about you want to talk about how things trigger miscommunications. And I think one of the things that trigger miscommunications more than anything else are values that may be misaligned. What do you think about that?
Yeah, definitely. I think core values drive behaviors. And one of the challenges we have when working across cultures, and let's just be clear in terms of kind of how we define culture, because it's a word that gets put around a lot and spoken in different ways. For the most part, when we talk about culture, people think about nationalities, right? I'm from the United States, I'm from Mexico, I'm from Germany. But what we find is that cultures can be, as we know, regional, right? You can come from a different part of a country, different part of a state. Cities have cultures, right? Denver has a culture, Boulder has a culture, your town has a culture, your organization has a culture. And then within an organization, sales has a culture, engineering has a culture, marketing, finance. And all of those things affect how we define our values, as you mentioned, but it's also how we define what is appropriate behavior and what isn't. Interesting enough, humor is a real interesting thing to look at across cultures. You were talking about making fun of people, right? Making fun of people's fears.
Sure.
Just the idea of sarcasm doesn't translate very well across multiple cultures. So somebody might be thinking you're being disrespectful by being just sarcastic or even making fun of them, while other people might think that's absolutely hilarious. And so those are two triggers right away that could cause a miscommunication.
No kidding. And of course, we've made all those mistakes here on the radio, interviewing people from all across the country,
yesterday.
Right?
I'm sure.
You know, and I just had a gal went, and she's from New York, and she's here in Denver, and she talked about how different, just like you said, even different parts of the country, and how she comes across as really abrasive, to kind of our Denver climate. And so, which comes first? You know, here she's in Colorado trying to adapt and kind of coming across as a bull in a china cabinet. If we're going to have these cultural differences, is it her she needs to adapt here because now she's in Denver?
Or should we be more sensitive to her because she's from a different culture?
It's a really good question. And what I find is once you're in awareness, I tend to put the onus on the person, on ourselves, right? The challenge is the most of us are not in awareness. We're not aware of these things, and it's that stage of awareness. It's the first stage of awareness that we talk about in the book, and I talk a lot about when I go across the country and into different countries, which is unconscious incompetence. Simply, you don't know that you don't know.
Right.
So here's a question that I ask lots and lots of people, and I'll ask you as well. If you don't know that you don't know, how do you learn that you don't know that you don't know if you don't know that you don't know?
Wow.
What has to happen?
How many times have you asked that question, Michael?
My head just exploded.
Oh, I don't know that I don't know how many times. Oh, many, many times. Thousands.
Hey, I got one for you. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
There you go. If you don't know that you don't know how much the wood could... No. So, the question is, what has to happen for us to get out of unconscious incompetence to conscious incompetence where we know that we don't know? Let's take your colleague or your friend from New York. She probably went in at some point, maybe talked to someone and got in, and her intention was to be assertive, right? Maybe make the sale, maybe make a connection. But she came across as aggressive to the people. And they said, sorry, it's not going to work, or they became abrasive with her. And they had what I call a culture crash. When both people feel disrespected, right? That wasn't the intention, but I feel like you're disrespected. So maybe she got some feedback, maybe from you. Say, hey, you know, in Denver, we take it a little more mellow, right? Go in like this. Now she's in awareness. So I'm like, great. Now it's her opportunity to shift or change. So that's the answer that I find. Who's it on? It's really on the person who's in awareness. What the book does is get everybody into awareness so we can start to look at how can I adjust my style so my intentions and my impact that the intentions are having are in alignment.
Our guest is Michael Landers. He is the founder and president of Culture Crossing, and we're kind of exploring the book, Culture Crossing, Discovering the Key to Making Successful Connections in the New Global Era. And, you know, it's interesting that you say, you know, which comes first and how you have to become aware of that. And so oftentimes I think that either there is a formality at work that, you know, prevents us, you know, I'm going to get in trouble with HR if I say anything to this person, or there is an informality that goes to the degree of I'm just going to say it the way that I feel it because I get the right to do that. And wow. Mm-hmm. How do you bridge the gap and find the common ground?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I always encourage people to do, especially in the workplace, is to have expectations conversations around behaviors, right? And around when things are due and deadlines. I find the majority of people do not have those expectations conversations, or they have them once and then they don't continue to have them, right? So that's an important thing to do, to talk about, hey, you know, well, let's see, what's the communication going to be like on this team? I tend to favor very direct communication. So a lot of people were like, hey, I'm a direct communicator, just deal with it, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't find that's a really positive approach because you're putting your style onto everybody versus understanding what other people's styles are. So I would say have that first conversation with people, understand where different preferences are, and then agree to what the culture of the team is going to be. I can't placate or appease everybody, and everybody can't placate or appease me, but we can agree on certain things of how we're going to operate on this team. And that's the best way to do with any team, whether they're from different nationalities or not, because each of us have our own culture, our own preferences, but we don't tend to figure out what other people's are. We just put our own preferences onto them. So I sell the way I want to sell. I negotiate the way I want to negotiate, but I'm doing it from a more unconscious level, right? I'm not aware of, I couldn't say this is the way I like to sell, I just do it. And if I've been successful, I'll continue to do that.
Right.
And what we're seeing across the country, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you get an employer who says, well, I got a little bit of a problem with that. Why don't you sell the way that we're going to ask you to sell? And that means we want you to do it this way. And, you know, when Angel's friend would say, you're talking to me?
Well, I think that the book Culture Crossing is probably even key to not having those knee-jerk reactions, assumptions that we're all sharing on Facebook and social media as well. Michael, how do our listeners follow you and get a copy of the book Culture Crossing?
Yeah, for sure. You can check out our website, culturecrossing.net, or just Google Culture Crossing, and you'll see all different ways to get the book. But it's at all major resellers online as well. Kindle, there's an audio version. So your Amazons, your Barnes & Noble, whatever your preference is. And again, through the website, you can find a lot of different sellers as well. Feel free to follow me via Twitter. We're doing updates pretty consistently just on interesting articles around this topic if it's interesting to you.
What's your handle?
And I'll be going across the country.
What's your handle on Twitter?
To many people. It's Culture Crossing.
Culture Crossing, right? Good branding there. Culture Crossing.
Culture Crossing, right.
Yep, the book
And we'll be going around the country, too, talking. Sorry,
excellent, excellent. CultureCrossing.net. Follow him on Twitter. Check out the book Culture Crossing. Good conversation, one that is necessary. It's absolutely necessary, especially in these times. Michael Landers, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Absolutely. You know, he brings up some great points, and I'll tell you something. We could all stand to be a little more sensitive to the other side of the equation. It's not about us.
It never is, yeah. But we sure want to make it that way, don't we?
It sure seems that way. All right, gang, don't go anywhere. We have more positive business talk for you just ahead. Remember to do business with the people who do business with the pros. That's how we get to stay on. And if you haven't checked yet, you probably should go check out experienceprosdeals.com, where you can get what you're looking for at 40 to 90% off. Back after this.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Kramer here helping you get your day rounded up and going the right direction, at least as your business is related. And we want to introduce you to a couple of our friends. That's Michael Wallace and Bruce Paterka. They are able to help you grow your business. And the way that they do that is they fine-tune your QuickBooks. Now, if you use QuickBooks in your business, and most small business owners do, you need to know Peak Advisors, or Michael Wallace and Bruce Paterka. And the reason you need to is because they know more about the software than you do. I mean, that's the bottom line. They really get this stuff. They are QuickBooks Pro Advisors, certified Pro Advisors. They are phenomenal. They can help you actually make QuickBooks turn your business profitable. And through some of the tweaks and whatnot, we've got them on the show once every week, and they come up with a QuickBooks Minute that really helps out. You should tune in on Mondays for that. It's amazing. And they're both CFOs, so they get the inner workings of your business as well. So we introduce you to Michael and Bruce by way of their website, peak2017.com. That's peak2017.com. Or you can give them a call at 303-801-4772. That's 303-801-4772. And when you call them, you're going to realize what we realized a long time ago, and that is that they know how to kind of take you off the ledge and help you through your QuickBooks software. It's some of the stuff that you know, you think, oh gosh, I should have known that. And you wouldn't have unless you knew Michael and Bruce.
Right. It's kind of like Michael Landers. How would you know if you didn't know what you didn't know?
Yeah.
Would you know?
Right. And by the way, thanks to Drew, who said, as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck, if a woodchuck could chuck wood. We appreciate Drew for participating in the conversation.
Thank you.
As well.
Thank you, Drew. Yeah. Thank you so much for those hanging out with us on the video. That's super fun to have that interaction as well.
All right, so I gave a little heads up on the Facebook Live video that what we're going to talk about now is the success habits of the Uber humans.
Uber humans? Are
yes.
We talking robots?
We're not even talking car drivers. We're talking about billionaires.
Ooh.
Yeah, those folks who
with
have,
a B.
They've dialed it in, right?
Yeah, they have.
So I came across Jessica Stillman in Inc.com, wrote a great article. And says, here's a couple of other morning habits. All can be done in the morning. And now that you and I aren't getting up in the middle of the night for a morning show,
we can have some morning habits again.
We can have
again.
Some morning habits. That's
right?
Exactly right.
My husband has taken to getting up early and doing a little some yoga stretches.
Really?
He hurt his knee a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
and
how's
so
he doing?
He's amazing.
Is he getting better?
He's just fine. Yes. So
your husband is a physical specimen of athleticism that I've never experienced before.
Right, I mean, but these stretches that he's been doing, and he's been getting up in the morning and doing them. It's been incredible. And so he hurt his knee, kind of tweaked his knee running into a store, and of course freaked out thinking he's going to have knee surgery. Went to go see our chiropractor, who we typically go see for pretty much most MD type items.
Yeah, yeah, he's
and we see him
very
first.
Holistic, very smart.
Yes, and of course he, you know, he did some little rubbing or whatever he does, you know, with the knee, and gave him some exercises to do. And he's walking, he's doing stairs, he's just fine, he's doing these exercises. Was on a walk the other day, saw a neighbor who kind of tweaked their knee.
Oh.
She's having surgery.
And the tale of two knees,
yes,
right?
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're afraid
on
of
Netflix,
knees.
On Netflix, there's a lady who's afraid of knees.
Yes, that
getting
would...
to the punchline before I got there. All right, so here are some of the successful morning habits of successful billionaires. And it's kind of interesting. We'll start with Richard Branson. Of course, he's a knight, so like a knight with a K in IGHT. But he's up every day at 5 a.m. Now, I have, since we've, you know, we used to get up at 3 a.m. for the radio show, I have grown fond of being able to sleep in a little bit, but I cannot get past 6:30. It's like 6:20 when you wake up.
Yeah. I am not having any trouble sleeping the extra 4 hours in the morning, though I have not really, I still go to bed kind of early.
Yeah.
So I haven't dipped into, but one of the things when we had to get up with the 3 o'clock hour,
right.
I would think to myself, well, this is all the morning talk shows do. You know, Oprah Winfrey is up,
yeah.
And Kelly Ripa is up, and Katie Kirk is like, this is what they do. And so if they do it, I can do it too.
For a season.
Well, I just only did
God
it for a year,
them.
Right?
Yeah.
But they, you know, he says, get your head in the game. If you think you have a lot on your plate, imagine what it's like to wake up every morning and face running one of the world's biggest businesses and many businesses.
Yeah.
Like, we got nothing. And if we can't handle this, then what makes us think we can handle something even bigger?
Well, like your husband, he gets up early and he's able to do some exercise, spend some time with his family, which puts him in a great frame of mind. And frankly, it is all between the ears, right? Where your head is, that's good.
Yeah, what are you willing to do? You know, and I think in your head, are you willing to wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to do this thing and get her done?
How about Bill Gates? Now, Bill Gates goes against the grain with everything that we teach here at Experience Pros, but he says multitask.
Oh, then he goes against the grain with everything you teach here at Experience Pros.
Well, yeah, you still want to believe that multitasking
what
is
what does Bill Gates say about multitasking? Because if Bill Gates can do it, there's hope for me.
It's
there's hope for me.
He kicks off the day with an hour on the treadmill while watching educational videos.
Oh, I do that.
That's great.
I do
but
that.
But that's not multitasking.
It isn't because,
no.
But actually it is, right?
Whatever.
You can do things
it isn't,
like while
it
your
is.
Hands are busy and while your hands and your legs are busy, you can do something with your mind. And this is when most people are, this is when they're watching night, doing their binge Netflix, you know, binging on Netflix, listening to music, you know, watching, you know, you know, salacious television, but we can use what people often use as their wasted time and their downtime to actually improve ourselves.
Here's a weird one, and it comes from a lady who makes a very practical product, Sarah Blakely. She's the creator of Spanx, right? She says this, expand the commute. I live 5 minutes from my office, but sometimes I leave an hour before work just to drive.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. That's psycho.
Like maybe she's listening to stuff in her car.
Yeah,
maybe
whatever.
She's using that.
Now, maybe we're just making it up.
As a productive time, right? Maybe, you know, it's her thoughtful time.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I just went and saw at the store. Thought I'd check out these little Spanx things because they're like all the thing and super important for us women.
You have no need for Spanx.
Well, they're expensive.
Yeah,
I was like, oh.
The good news is you have no need for Spanx.
Right, but I got to start saving up for that full body thing because that's the one that looked the best to me. I'm like, suck me in and lift it all up.
All right.
To my ankles at my nose.
Steve Jobs says, he asked himself in the mirror before he passed, if today was the last day of my life, would I be happy with what I'm about to do today? Which is really
he would ask himself that, every day.
All right, we'll be back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Experience Pros.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.